When the discovery of an ancient artifact unleashes an evil force, Ghostbusters new and old must join forces to protect their home and save the world from a second ice age. This is Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. I watched this last weekend in the AMC theater. It was the week after the opening weekend. There were quite a few people in the theater. The film was estimated to have a $100 million budget. So far worldwide, it has grossed $113 million 2 weeks after opening, which makes it a success. It stars Paul Rudd as Gary Gruberson, Carrie Coon as Callie Spengler, Finn Wolfhard as Trevor Spengler, McKenna Grace as Phoebe Spengler. Let's not forget that it also brought back the original stars of the first Ghostbusters movie, Bill Murray as Peter Venkman, Dan Aykroyd as Ray Stantz, Ernie Hudson as Winston Zittermore, Annie Potts as Janie Melnitz. This is sort of a continuation of the series. This one was based in New York. I think they put it in New York to basically tie in the old with the new. I preferred the location set in Ghostbusters Afterlife, but New York is where the whole series originated. The plot of the film was essentially, was pretty ridiculous. I mean, all of these types of movies, there's really not a whole lot of depth to the plot and the storyline. But there was this, I don't know, evil spirit that got loose and he could freeze things. So that's where the Frozen Empire came into light. The point of this film was not so much to watch it for its intellectual depth, but to just kind of kick back, eat some popcorn, watch the action, and try to enjoy the film. The special effects in the film were okay. I mean, nothing ridiculous. They had the little marshmallow men that were running around. They had the ghosts. There was this weird sort of love story between a ghost and McKenna's character, which I thought didn't really need to be injected into the film. But other than that, I enjoyed Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. I thought it was entertaining enough for me to give it 3 stars.